Welcome in Terry Burchell joining us for our monthly update with the North Platte Public School Foundation. Terry, kids are back in the classroom. That's got to change the workload for you a little bit, right?
It does a little bit. You know, it's great to have the teachers back, and you can just feel this energy with a new administration and new everything. So everybody's getting a feel of what's going on. So
Dr. Rhodes is such an energetic person. It's great to welcome him back in our community.
It is. It is. He has a great vision, I believe, for the district, and it's exciting to see. You know, he's about making connections and making sure everybody's connected, and I think that'll be a great vision for the district.
Absolutely. It's going
to
benefit everybody, that's for sure.
It is.
Last time we had you here in the studio, we were getting ready for the Education After Hours event.
We were. Yes, it was a great event. It was great to have Rod Anderson and Scott Orr get recognized and honored as distinguished alumni in our community. And, you know, we welcomed back a lot of retired educators.
That was great.
It was great. It was nice that they made the trip out. I think it was fun was had by all. So we had great sound and lighting help. So we appreciate you being there.
It was a fun event.
I'm glad you thought it was fun.
I enjoyed myself at least. So
yeah, auctioned off some drinks and desserts, and the driveway. Zeller Motors got the driveway again.
Yep, and they've had it for several years now, right?
They have. Due to COVID and everything, we weren't able to really find a great way to auction that off. So they've been great sports about that, and it was great for them to be there and win that again.
They don't want it to change hands, so.
They don't. They have a senior this year, so of course she would like that to be still named after her. So
great business community here that we're blessed to have with the Zellers.
Yes. We've got lots of great good business partners that – yeah, and they're just one of many.
One of many, yeah.
One of many. So, you know, we are gearing up for backyard barbecue now.
My goodness.
Onto a different event.
It's almost one thing after another for you.
It is. It's exciting. You know, this year we started out right out of the gate. You know, we have a fund called Prepared to Learn, and it helps. It's a program that was started in 2010 with the foundation, and it helps the students just provide the necessary elements that might be crucial for them. And that could be anything from clothing to eyeglasses, things like that. We partner with community organizations as well, especially like with Goodfellow Shoes and things like that.
Okay.
But if there's another need that the foundation can help them with, we had a couple kiddos that were needing some clothing right away this year. So we've already tapped into those Prepared to Learn funds.
Okay.
And that is one of the benefits of the backyard barbecue. Our funds go to help replenish those funds for the Prepared to Learn. And then also we do Change Wars, which helps with our REACH grants, which help the teachers' classrooms. They're able to expand their curriculum and maybe bring some new things into that maybe they just didn't think about to request, and it's not able to be covered by budget. So we try to help that too. So it's a fun time. It's going to be September 21st through the 28th is Change Wars.
Okay.
And the kids at the top classroom in each building will get to come and walk on the track because we'll be playing Omaha West Side. Bulldogs will be taking the field at 7. So this will be all prior, have a tailgate. We're inviting Omaha to participate with us. And of course, we've got the class of 92 who usually walks away with fan favorite. They'll be back. So if you want to get a team registered, please visit our website, mppsf.org. Click on the About Us or Who We Are and the news and events, and you'll see the backyard barbecue registration because we are looking for some more teams.
Awesome. So are there already some teams signed up so far?
We do. We already have 6 teams signed up.
Oh, good start.
Yeah, it's a great start.
And
so,
who are our judges this year?
Well, we have Mayor Kelleher and Dr. Rhodes, and then we have Bob Tiedemann. So
awesome.
We are excited about that.
Yeah, start bribing your judges now, right?
Right, yes, if you know any of them.
Start buttering them up today.
There you go, there you go.
And anybody that's ever participated in Change Boards, that goes to a great cause, most importantly, but it's a great amount of fun, too.
It is, and we give a portion back. It's a 60-40 split. The foundation takes 40% to go does go back to teachers as well, to the REACH grants. But then that other 60% goes back to buildings.
Oh, cool.
So they're thinking about what their needs are in each one of the schools. Mm-hmm. We're looking at expanding it this year, so be watching for that to the middle school and possibly some of the activities at the high school.
Awesome.
So, yeah, give them a little extra cash and help support them.
That's awesome. Now, Terry, if folks want to remember the North Platte Public School Foundation and their wills for living estates, things along yes. that line, how can they consider doing that?
Reach out to me. We'll have a discussion and definitely talk to your attorneys. Obviously, we would mm-hmm. need to get them involved. We've got some great legacy gifts that have been given to the foundation, whether it's for scholarships. Mrs. Dismukes just a couple years ago is benefiting the music department. Mm-hmm. That was something she thought was important for students to be able to still be connected with music. So she left money that the foundation manages for the music department. So that's always fun. I get to get all the music teachers together and we discuss where the best use of funds could be used for this school year.
And that's one thing I love most about doing this, if this is something you want to consider. Mm-hmm. You just kind of earmark what you're passionate about, maybe a specific mm-hmm. area that you excelled in or something that you have a passion for, and the foundation's going to take care of it, make sure those funds are used properly.
Absolutely, we will. Yes, we've got scholarships that are, we work through that with you on where, what is your interest? Mm-hmm. We've got a great Engdahl scholarship in honor of Jeff Engdahl, and they do a golf tournament in Lincoln every year to help fund that scholarship. And they keep doing that so greatly that they've increased the size of their scholarship. So
how awesome.
It is very awesome. So even though the Engdahls aren't currently living in town anymore, they're still giving back because Jack was part of the Board of Education, mm-hmm. and they just know education is very important. And of course, that benefits a golf student. So we can make it that specific. We can keep it general. McFarland's are another one that are great, that they have great scholarships as well that they give out to students. So I appreciate everyone who starts those scholarships. And we also have the dual credit scholarships that's becoming more and more popular. So that's, you know, being able to help those students get some of those college credits before they go on to college or even earn their associate's degree. Mid Plains mm-hmm. is great with working with the students and having those dual credit classes. And then they've got some funds that they're able to reduce that cost. So it's about, I want to say it's $138 per college class for dual credit. Okay. And the district offers, they, of course, have an incentive. You need to pass the class.
Of course. That's only fair.
And then the parents can submit for reimbursement, and they reimburse $25 a credit hour. So that's at $75. And then we have dual credit scholarships that we've got to get handed out, and those are looking a little different this year just due to the fact the college was able to offer such a great rate. You know, $138 for a college class.
Wow.
I mean, and then you get $75 off of that. We're going to throw a little scholarship on top of that. So
you're almost getting paid for this class.
Very, very close. Very, very close. So, yeah.
Awesome.
It's fun stuff at the foundation right now.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Terry?
No, thanks for having me on. If you want any more information, please reach out to me. You can give me a call at 308-696-3325 or find out more on our website, nppsf.org.
And if folks didn't get your number written down, they could just call to McKinley Education Center and they'll be happy to patch you through to your office.
Yes.
And again, the website, kind of a one-stop shop for everything too.
Yes, absolutely.
And when is the backyard barbecue again, Terry?
September 30th.
Okay, the 30th, folks. Mark your calendars. Always good to see you in the studio, Terry. We'll do it again this time next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.